Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today we're talking about how there's gold hidden in the walls of your home. But first, I'd like to invite you to learn and experience what I believe is one of the strongest investment strategies I've ever seen and been directly involved with. On July 27th, I'm hosting a one-day real estate property tour in Philadelphia. Now, we've got nothing to sell. The projects you're going to see are already fully funded. The goal is simply for you to learn what's possible in the marketplace. You're going to see over 60 units of completed construction and at least 25 units of new construction currently underway. You're going to learn how we structured these projects, how they're financed, and how we created at least 25 to 30% net profit margin on each and every project. If you'd like to learn more, check it out at phillymarkettour.com. That's phillymarkettour.com. We are back and we're talking about how there's gold hidden in the walls of your home. In today's inflationary environment, I believe it's increasingly important to hold at least a small amount of gold bullion as a hedge against inflation. I believe it's important to hold the actual metal, not a certificate, which is merely a paper claim on gold. A paper asset is not the same as the physical asset. The physical asset has zero exposure to counterparty risk, whereas paper assets appear as liabilities on someone else's balance sheet. The reason to hold gold as an emergency source of liquid assets is that you can use it in an emergency. You want liquid assets that hold their value. Our governments have been printing money at an unprecedented rate, and that printing of money is hugely inflationary. The increase in prices is merely a symptom of the devaluation of the currency. Holding onto liquid cash is like keeping emergency drinking water in a leaky bucket. You want to hold something that is a physical asset that's not going to erode in value on you. Now, you might be thinking you don't have enough liquid cash to go and buy gold. So here's a strategy that Russell Gray of the Real Estate Guys radio show shared with me, and I'd like to share it with you. Let's say you have some untapped equity in your home. You could access that equity using, say, a line of credit. Let's imagine that you're going to borrow $100,000 at, let's say, 5%. So you're now sitting on $100,000 in cash, and that cash is going to cost you $5,000 a year to keep in your bank account. I'd like you to take half of that, $50,000, and lend it on a real estate project at, say, 10%. Now you want to lend on a low-risk real estate project where you're in first lien position with no more than, say, 65% loan to value. And I recommend that you have a deed of trust so that you can speed up the foreclosure process if you need to foreclose on the property. If you do foreclose, you're going to be in a very secure position and you're going to be very sure of getting all your money back and more. Your cost of borrowing that $100,000 is now zero. If you structure it correctly, the interest paid on the money borrowed should offset the interest income. And you now can take the remaining $50,000 and go out and buy gold bullion. You're now sitting on a reasonable amount of gold that you can keep as a war chest for a rainy day. Now, I know what you're thinking. What if gold drops in value? We have seen gold fall in value over time as well. It's fluctuated. It's gone up. It's gone down. Is gold really worth holding on to? In times of crisis, we have definitely seen price of gold spike up in value. In times of relative economic calm, we've seen price of gold fall from time to time. That's not something to be worried about. That's the time to accumulate gold. And now is definitely a time you want to start accumulating gold. Now, I'm not one of these doomsday prophets. I'm not recommending that you go build a nuclear bomb shelter underneath your home. But history has shown that financial crises can and do occur. In times of crisis, it can be very, very helpful to be sitting on some dry powder. You can be much more resilient if you need cash in a hurry. We've also seen that in times of crisis, gold comes into much higher demand and the prices of gold tend to spike upwards. That positions you very well to profit in a crisis. It's simply a hedge against what we all know is coming. What we don't know is when or exactly what form that crisis is going to take. I predict the next crisis will be another debt crisis. I doubt it's going to be real estate triggered. I think this time around, it's either going to be corporate debt or government debt. So I strongly recommend that you start to accumulate some gold as a portion of your portfolio. Some of the wealthier people that I hang out with keep up to a third of their wealth in actual gold bullion. You've got a responsibility to yourself and your family to at least hold some amount of gold, just as a contingency for a rainy day. In the meantime, as you're thinking about this, go make some great things happen. Have a spectacular day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.